And KVGC News Time, 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Time for a look at the news for a Friday, the 23rd day of June for 2017. In the news today, the Amador Water Agency is moving forward with a rate increase for its customers throughout Amador County. At their meeting Thursday morning following a presentation on a rate study that examined the agency's finances and revenue, the Amador Water Agency Board of Directors voted unanimously to move forward with a rate increase that will affect all of the agency's customers. The increase will not apply to water usage, but will take the form of an increased flat fee that will apply to each individual customer. Each individual Amador Water Agency customer will see an increase of between $2.50 and $3 per month per year for the next 5 years, regardless of how much water they use. Customers in the Lamell Heights area will actually see their rates decrease by $14 per month in the first year, as their rates are brought into line with other Amador Water Agency customers. General Manager G. Mancebo described the increase as reasonable and necessary. Amador Water Agency will mail notices now to all customers affected by the increase, and the notice will include a form to allow customers to protest the increase under Proposition 218. If a majority of customers protest, the rate increase will be blocked. Otherwise, the Amador Water Agency Board is expected to vote on final approval of the new rates at their August 15th meeting.
Well, the Plymouth City Council heard a presentation from a delegation from their sister city in Mexico, then took quick action on a number of fiscal matters. With a new fiscal year about to begin at the end of the month, but without a new budget finished yet, the city has approved what is in essence a continuing resolution, in which a city will continue to raise and spend money as set in their budget last year, carried forward into the new year. Now, this arrangement will remain in place until the council votes a new budget for 2017-18. Council also voted to set a borrowing limit for the year and to receive $4,000 in road repair funds from ACTC. And also last night, the council received a delegation from Plymouth's sister city of Jocotepec, Mexico, which is located in the central western state of Jalisco and has a population of 37,000. Ada Aguiar Perez gave a presentation on the history of the city, while Miguel Chabola gave an overview of the modern town.
Well, the Calaveras County Grand Jury has released this year's report, and the county's only incorporated city is taking the heat. The grand jury has recommended that Angels Camp city officials discuss dissolving the city because of financial problems, lack of public interest in running for elected office, and alleged misuse of public funds. The 82-page document also includes reports on investigations the grand jury conducted into the Calaveras County Jail, Calaveras County Assessor's Office, Calaveras County Child Protective Services, and the Vallecito Conservation Camp. However, none of the other findings in the report are quite as sensational as those about the city of Angels Camp. Now, a grand jury is comprised of private citizens who either volunteer or are selected from DMV and voter registration files. Under state law, all agencies investigated in a grand jury report must file responses within 60 days of its release.
And Cal Fire crews rolled to a grass fire east of West Point about 9:15 yesterday morning. Ground crews on scene as well as aircraft support, and they made quick work containing the fire to just 2 acres. Cal Fire remained on scene throughout the afternoon with mop-up. Now, power lines were also reported down at the scene, causing a loss of power to nearby residents. PG&E crews worked safely and quickly as possible in the area to repair the lines and restore power. The cause of the fire is unknown.
Well, the Foothill Conservancy's annual dinner will be held this Saturday starting at 4 o'clock at Carmere Vineyard. There are still tickets available for this catered event. You can celebrate the beautiful Sierra Foothills in the Shenandoah Valley. $40 per person, children 12 and under $10. Contact Foothill Conservancy today, 223-3508, or visit their website for details.
And you're invited to a party at the Gravestone Saloon. But keep a sharp eye out. Somebody about to be murdered. Join in on the fun at the Preston Castle tonight and tomorrow for a murder mystery dinner when the Preston Castle players present Gravestone. Enjoy dinner prepared by the chefs of the Jackson Rancheria Casino Resort in the Preston Castle courtyard. Be part of the action as the events unfold around you. Observe, ask questions, use your super sleuth skills to figure out who done it. Limited tickets available for each night. For more info and to reserve seats, visit PrestonCastle.com.
And tonight, Amador Arts pleased to present for the first time in the county the Johnny Gold Trio. As the TGIF series continues, the trio plays jazz standards, ballads, Latin jazz, and blues. It'll be presented tonight, 6 o'clock, Plymouth City Park. We'll let Megan O'Keefe tell us more about this a little later on, about a half hour from now. For more information on all of the TGIF concert, you can check out the AmadorArts.org website. And that's a look at local news on this Gold Country Friday, the 23rd day of June, 2017. From the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting.